Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Morasha, Kehilat Yaakov. Moses commanded us a law, an inheritance for the assembly of Jacob. What type of inheritance is this? What is the import of this idea? The Midrash Tanaim gives us the following most beautiful explanation. Morasha, an inheritance. Any member of Israel who studied Torah and then left for other places is not too embarrassed to come home, as he may say, I am returning to the inheritance of my ancestors. Shekenu omer liyushat avotai ani chozer. No matter where we are, no matter where we have been, we have a spiritual inheritance, a home where we belong. It is the Torah, the words of the living God, which were given for no other purpose than to elevate us, to bring us near to Him, to the Garden of Eden in our souls, to our greatest selves. Fortunate are we who can never be homeless or lost to moral meaning. We may always come home. And then we begin again, and we read, Bereshit bara Elokim et hashamayim ve'et haaretz. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. At first glance, this verse introduces us to the beginning of all time, but it does not tell us the quality of that creation. The sages, however, teach that the word Bereshit, which we usually translate to mean in the beginning, can mean with the best of all things. With the best of all things, God created the heavens and the earth. And what is the best of all things, we may wonder? Of course, it is Torah, they say. As the verse in Proverbs says, Hashem b'chokhma yasad aretz. God founded the world with wisdom. We can never be truly lost, no matter where we are. This is true spiritually, and it is true physically. The entirety of the universe reflects a moral meaning and a spiritual message. It is suffused with Torah, the inheritance that always calls us back, the inheritance that always welcomes us back. We may always say, the Yerushat Avotai Ani Chozer, I am returning to the inheritance of my fathers. And so, let us begin again. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please subscribe and join us for the next year of Torah study. Share this episode with a friend or leave a review so that we may reach others and they can study and grow with us. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. If you are in Houston, please come, daven, learn, and join us at United Orthodox Synagogues. We'd love to see you.